Brown animated horses run before a black background, kicking up a cloud of dust. Text appears in the dust. LD Entertainment. A red and blue neon sign kicks on. American High. In a suburban neighborhood, several teenagers cosplay as anime characters.
It was an age of heroes, a time of legends, and one final showdown would decide the fate of the Empire. A hero.
A boy, Miguel, wears a Naruto costume. A boy wears a black cape.
A nemesis.
Miguel, you owe me $5.
I ain't paying shit, Srini.
Oh shit, power up.
You've cloned yourself?
Rasengan type.
Cass!
A girl appears in a fighting pose. Miguel sits on the edge of his bed, watching the video of them cosplaying on his laptop.
Hey, over to Miguel!
An American High film. Miguel runs outside to one of the other boys, David. They walk through the neighborhood.
Bro, I'm working on the Naruto videos coming out.
Oh, right.
The girl from the video wears boxing gloves as she punches a punching bag. Miguel and David walk in.
Yes!
Another teenager stands outside a convenience store eating takis. Miguel, David, and Cass walk over to him. Cass playfully takes the takis from him, and he chases after her. The group walks past a large brick building with a long mural of boxers on the side. One by one, they touch the painting of one of the boxers. The teens walk side by side down a residential street.
Have you seen One Punch Man?
No, what's that?
It's this anime about this guy who's able to defeat any opponent with just one punch.
Oh, shit. That's a dope skill to have. Just one punch?
Or a really bad one. How's that?
Because he can't masturbate.
What?
I'm just saying, if his hand is that strong, he might get super into it and accidentally one punch his own dick off. It's too dangerous of a proposition.
I would never make that trade.
Well, what if it's the complete opposite? What if he's, like, really good at it? You know, just one pull and he could just...
Hey.
Yo, don't aim your imaginary jizz at me, bro.
No, dude.
Fighting is a lot like masturbating.
Fighting is a lot like masturbating, then you're doing one of them really wrong.
One stroke, man.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, but hold on, though.
So if you're a superhero and resulting effect of your superpowers that it only takes you one stroke to, you know, now, does that make your life happier or does that make your life sadder?
Happier.
Sadder. Come on, think on it like eating. Do you want to be tasting your food or do you want to be full? Eating is about savoring, experiencing that moment.
You sound like the Ratatouille of jerking off.
No, I'm with David.
You good.
Not me. I'm in and out. You never even knew I was there. I'm a beat-off burglar.
Yeah, burglar.
So glad I don't have a dick.
The group sits next to an active basketball court at a park.
Oh, I gotta show you guys.
He shows them the Naruto video.
This looks crazy!
In the video, Cass appears out of thin air and throws a punch.
Oh! That's the best one yet, man!
Srini shoots a layup.
Bang! Oh, what a shot from Srini!
Yeah, Srini!
100% from the field! Steph Curry on these bitches!
Nah, that ain't Steph Curry. That's Indian curry, flavorful-ass boy.
You lost. Get off the court, you saggy face bitch.
He does have a saggy face. I never noticed that before.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna fall right off his skull.
Man, how much does the bottom of your face weigh?
That's just gotta be like, what, 8 pounds?
The saggy faced kid shoves Srini. Srini shoves him back.
Hey,
Cass and David rush over to him as Miguel stands in place and watches. Srini punches the saggy faced kid.
Hey.
His friends rush over and Cass and David fight them. David wrestles with one of them on the ground. Cass puts another kid in a headlock and throws him to the ground. Miguel stands on the edge of the basketball court. He watches as the scuffle plays out before him. A title appears. Miguel, once, two, fight.
Fight!
Miguel, Cass, David, and Srini walk down a sidewalk.
Hey, sorry he said that stuff to you, man. That guy just super sucks.
Thanks. Most people just make an Aladdin joke or a convenience store joke. I appreciate that he was artisanal with his racism.
Ooh, you should have called him Cabron James!
Because of the Indian curry thing? You know, cabron in Spanish.
Yeah. It's terrible.
What about Luca Dog Dick?
Nope.
What about James Hard-On?
Because,
no. You know...
No, I get it.
Srini rushes ahead of the group, wide-eyed.
Hey, Armando's outside. Can you cross the street? Cool, thanks.
Armando watches a grill with crossed arms.
Just got out a couple weeks ago. That's the first time I'm seeing him.
He hasn't even come by the gym at all. How long was he in?
9 months.
Well, imagine you go from you're about to be a rich professional boxer to you just got out of jail, standing in your grandma's front yard, staring at me.
He flips a steak with his bare hands and presses it with his fist.
Where are his cooking utensils?
Armando lifts his gaze to eye them.
The next time we walk past, I'm gonna yell his name like we're buddies, so then we'll actually be buddies.
Why would you want to be his friend? He's not a badass, he's a bitch.
Oh? Are you still mad because of what he said about your dad?
Of course he's still mad because of what he said about his dad.
David scowls as he sulks away. He looks down to a tear in his sweatshirt.
Oh, damn it.
What's up?
My fucking sweater got torn in that fight.
Yeah, man, they tore my shit too.
How do you get your pocket torn in a fight?
Don't finger my pocket.
Miguel casually walks away.
Miguel, you good?
Huh? Yeah. I'm good. I'm whole.
Cass frowns at him.
We all did like an equal amount of like punches and whatnot.
What? Wait, did you not get in the fight?
Miguel flashes a nervous smile and shifts in place.
Huh?
Huh? You didn't get in the fight. You didn't jump in.
No, I was in there. I was more like on the outside. I was maintaining the perimeter.
How did you not jump in?
People jump in, you jump in. That's the rule.
I was gonna, but it was just over so fast. And anyways, the other group had, what, 3 people? We had 4, so it wouldn't be fair.
This motherfucker was doing math.
You gotta jump in, man.
No, you don't.
Look, it's whatever, okay? You guys are fine. You always are. I would have jumped in if you really needed me to, but...
Have you never jumped in before? Like 0 times?
Irrelevant.
Now this motherfucker can't count.
There's no way you've never jumped in.
Sophomore year, Cass and a girl circle each other.
Give me my fucking phone, Claudia.
What?
My what? What about the time I got into it with Claudia Dominguez because she stole my phone?
Oh, man, I remember that. It was crazy. I still can't believe you open-hand slapped her.
Cass gets pulled away as she slaps Claudia.
Miguel, I could have sworn you had my back against that bitch.
Miguel watches nearby.
Nope.
At a movie theater on winter break.
Wait, but I definitely remember you jumping in that time at the movies.
A kid bumps into Srini, then shoves him.
You're wrong. I didn't jump in there either. I didn't want to miss the movie. Y'all didn't even watch it. The guy fought a tiger.
Miguel grins as he takes a seat. Outside a grocery store on Halloween.
What about when David got into it with that kid on Halloween because he was fucking with you?
No, you got in on that one.
But you know what? Yeah, it was me and that one dude. We were both looking at each other, but I don't think either one of us wanted to actually do it. So we ended up just aggressively hugging. Does that count?
Miguel holds the boy's collar.
Oh, my God.
David, did you know that he wasn't in the fight? Did you know this?
Knowing is a strong word.
This is fucking blasphemous.
It's Miguel. It's not him. Come on.
Have you ever gotten into a fight?
Yes.
With who?
No.
Right.
I don't see the point.
How?
How do I not see the point? Because fighting is stupid.
No, how have you not gotten into a fight living here, in this neighborhood? It's like what everyone does. And you love fight movies. It's the only thing you talk about.
Also, your dad's literally a boxing coach.
I just haven't, okay? Fighting is bad, right? Like, on a scale of good things and bad things?
Nope, it's awesome.
Well, I know you've at least sparred, right?
I mean, I'm at the gym, but it's mainly because of my dad. I'm just keeping the place clean, and I don't really like the gloves. They make my hands sweaty.
The gloves make your hands sweaty?
Getting into a fight alongside your friends is how you know you're really friends. It's on the friendship checklist.
Serini might be a fast masturbating idiot most of the time, but he's right. It's a part of it.
Hey, come on. No, it is not. Jesus. Y'all are so full of shit. Just talk and talk and talk. Drop it.
Serini looks back to Miguel and smiles.
We're just playing. We're messing with you, bro.
I know. I get it.
A girl on a bicycle rides by as they walk on.
Okay, what about this one? You could have told Saul that his mom is Michael Horton. Or Kevin Horant. Like a whore.
Stop saying whore.
The group walks over to Miguel's house. His dad stands in the driveway cleaning the interior of his car.
Hey, son. David.
What's up, Mr. P?
Dorks.
Hey, coach.
Mr. P.
What's going on up here?
It's nothing. I mean, we just got into a little something at the park. Some guy said some not nice stuff to Serini, and...
Told you all already. You want to fight, you come to the gym, not the street.
Sir, how are you a boxing coach who's anti-boxing?
I'm not anti-boxing. I'm anti-fighting. One is dignified. It has rules and a ref and safety equipment. The other isn't. It doesn't. But at least you all stuck together. That's a good thing, I guess.
Miguel looks around.
What about you? No war wounds?
His nail kind of got me on my back, Dad.
David, come. I've got a plate for you.
Thanks, Mrs. P. Really appreciate it.
You got a plate for me, too?
No.
Awesome.
I'm serious about the fighting thing.
You got it, Dad?
Yeah, Mikhail's got it.
Thank you.
Later, Coach.
See ya.
Gonna chill out David's death.
Don't forget to bring back my plate.
Hey, you wanna go get some pizza?
My dad's making dinner later.
Yeah, I'm on a diet anyways.
Mikhail and David step into David's house.
All right, bro, I'm gonna sneak to the kitchen.
Okay.
Hey, Mama.
Hi.
David's mom sits at a dining table. Mikhail walks over.
Is it my turn?
Hi, Miss Nina.
Hi, Miguel. ¿Cómo está?
Bien. What's up, Felipe?
What's up?
Hey, who's winning?
Capatid.
Your brother. Hey. Oh, my gosh. She glances over to David as he takes the tinfoil off the dinner Miguel's family gave them. Did you say thank you?
Of course.
His mom smiles and continues playing Connect Four with his brother.
Hey, Dad.
He knocks on a table where a photo of his dad stands with candles. David flops on his bed. Miguel holds a trophy.
You good, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you miss boxing?
David holds ice to his forehead.
Not really. Look, if it's about the fighting stuff, they're just being idiots. You don't gotta do all that, bro.
No, man. I know. I was just asking.
So look, I signed up for this SAT prep course, and I was just wondering if maybe you wanted to do it too, like with me. The math stuff makes way more sense when you walk it through with me, bro. But obviously, if it's like a hassle or anything, like you got your own life.
Bro,
so, you know.
I got you.
Thank you, man. Because I promised my dad I'd get serious about getting to college, and the placement test is Friday, and I just really need to crush this shit,
oh,
you know?
Oh, no, we're going to crush it. But we're going to crush it It Man style.
Oh,
but... Nah, like this. Faster.
Miguel swiftly punches the air. At night, he swings his arms as he walks back to his house. The interior lights glow through the windows. Miguel walks in through the side door. His parents sit at the kitchen table.
Hey, son. Why don't you come have a seat?
Okay.
It's okay. You're not in trouble. Don't worry. It's likely going to be not great when you hear this at first, but I think eventually it'll be good to you.
Miguel takes a seat at the table.
I got offered a new job today as an RN. I applied a few weeks ago, and this morning they told me I got it.
Oh, congrats, RN. It's amazing. Why is that a bad thing?
We have to move.
Like, to a better house that's here on the street?
The job is in Albany.
Albany? Mom, it's like 2 hours away.
I didn't think I was going to get it, but then I thought if I did get it, you know, it wouldn't be for a few months, but then somebody quit and...
Wait, so when does all this stuff happen?
In a week.
A week?
Next Sunday, we'll make our first trip down there, so 8 days.
It's going to be a big change for all of us, but it's a good thing. It's a much nicer neighborhood where we're looking. This new neighborhood is like the right weight class for you. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't, Dad. The boxing metaphors never work.
You know how boxers have different weight classes?
Babe, they really don't work. Remember when my mom was in a coma and you asked the doctor if she was down for the count?
Can I be excused, please?
Yes.
Miguel gives his parents a thumbs up, then grabs his backpack and walks to his room. He flips on the light while he drops his backpack on the floor. He lies on his back in his bed, staring at the ceiling. He crosses his hand across his chest. Men and women beat on punching bags hanging from the ceiling in the boxing gym. Miguel walks around with earbuds in. He carries a plastic basket and fills it with discarded towels from around the gym. His dad watches two men spar.
Get your head off the leg, buddy. Come on. We're punching feet, man. Pick up the pace, everybody. On your toes. All right, switch partners.
Two men punch each other in a boxing ring.
We'll use that jab. Stay small. Get on the inside.
Yeah, that was my dad. Okay.
David shakes hands with two men as he walks into the gym. He and Miguel spot each other. Miguel's dad approaches David.
Yo, what's up, Papa? How's it going?
What's up, what's up?
How's your mom?
She's good. She's working. She's working a lot now. Oh, she said to thank you for the enchiladas yesterday. They were bomb.
Glad. You, want to hit the heavy bag like old times?
Nah, I'm good. Thanks. That was more of a me and my dad thing.
He was a special fighter, your dad. Felt like he was hitting you with two bags of concrete when he sparred. They called him the Ferocious Filipino.
That's a terrible nickname.
Yeah. He hated it. Listen, David, things are changing, but me and Lydia, we're always going to be here for you, no matter what.
So how are things changing?
Yo. Chill. What's up? I'm good, right? Everything's done?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. What's he talking about, bro?
I have no idea, but he got real weird on me, bro. You might want to check on your dad.
Yeah, no, I could absolutely kill a bear with my hands if I needed to.
Hey, we're going to the cave.
In the gym's basement.
All I'm saying is, if a bear couldn't kill Leo DiCaprio, a bear's not killing you.
You've never even got this far, bro.
You gotta...
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I'm looking at the game.
Are you watching the same screen as me?
I'm not gonna make it. This man is a meanie.
Miguel sits at the side of the room, watching his friends. Images of his mom and dad appear beside him.
The job is in Albany.
It's like the right weight class for you.
People jump in, you jump in. That's the rule.
Getting into a fight alongside your friends is how you know you're really friends.
It's Miguel. It's not him. Come on.
Miguel's chest rises and falls. He leaps to his feet, standing before the TV.
I need your help.
Did you try to one-stroke man yourself last night, too?
I didn't, unless you did. In which case, I also did, and it didn't work.
What the hell? I don't want to help with that.
No. I want to get into a fight.
What?
Oh, you should fight an old man.
What the fuck?
I don't want to beat up an old man, but I do want to get into a fight.
Why?
Don't ask him why. Who cares why?
It's because these two idiots gave you a hard time. You don't have to fight because of that.
No,
I've always wanted to say, fuck you old bitch, to an old man.
I just want to.
But why?
Oh my God, let the man be, David. If he wants to fight, he should fight. Hmm. Just support him, like he supported you when you bought that shirt.
Those gotta be the strongest buttons in the world.
It's supposed to fit like this, though. This is chic.
Okay. Honestly, I think it'd be pretty funny to watch Miguel get beat up, and I don't need much more reason than that.
For real, though, David? I've never fought anyone, and I want to fight. I mean, that's a part of the friendship checklist, right?
Yep. That's exactly what I said.
Come on, David.
If you want me to help, I'm gonna help. I got you. But I'm just saying, I don't get it, is all. Like, why now?
What do you mean?
Well, you've known all this time that you haven't gotten into a fight. It hasn't bothered you before. Or at least it hasn't bothered you enough to do anything about it. So, what's changed?
Miguel looks to Srini and Cass.
The Bona Lisa changed everything.
Text appears. The Bona Lisa, about a year ago.
Okay, class, 10 more minutes to finish recreating the Mona Lisa.
I don't know, ma'am. This feels like way too difficult of an assignment.
I'm just substituting Serini, okay? The most exciting part of my day today was getting breakfast for lunch in the cafeteria. Just do the best you can.
The groin of Miguel's jeans bulges out as he stands up. A student turns around to look at him.
Yo, holy shit. Miguel got a boner.
Yo, Miguel got a boner from Mona
Lisa. No, I don't. It's just, it's my pants. My jeans are scratched up from my belt.
Please stop pressing your penis, Mr. Perez. Adrian, I got
it's just a belt. Look.
Oh, shit. Mona Lisa's taking his pants off now.
Adrian, stop saying Mona Lisa. Go over there and compose yourself. Stop smiling. I can see you.
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
Text appears. Adrian, senior, 17 years old.
But it wasn't a boner. It was just my pants.
It's fine. It's a very erotic picture.
Dude.
Okay, so we need to establish the parameters first. We need a framework here. We need rules.
Ooh, like Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Okay, Miguel is obviously not a bully, right? He's a good person, which means the first rule is Miguel can only fight someone who deserves it. You can't just pick some kid indiscriminately the way a bully would. There needs to be some kind of justice involved.
I like that.
I kind of like that too.
Rules might
make this good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one. If you want to fight someone, Miguel can't throw the first punch.
Yeah. Why can't I throw the first punch?
Okay, think about it. The process of getting into a fight is just as important as the actual fight. That pre-fight buildup is where all your energy increases and your adrenaline hits and your heart gets going and your blood gets hot and your dick gets hard for the Mona Lisa.
Come on.
One more rule. Stay away from Damien Delgado.
Red text with horns appear. Damien Delgado. A school bus pulls away from a stop sign. A large kid with a ripped sleeve jacket stands behind the bus.
Hey! Hey!
Damien clenches his fist.
Shit.
Damien marches onto the bus, grabbing the driver.
Just take it.
He headbutts the driver and tosses him into a pile of garbage. Text appears. Stay away from Damien Delgado.
Obviously, I'm not gonna fight Damien Delgado. It's Adrian. That's who I'm gonna fight.
Yeah, now Adrian is lean and fast.
Right. So?
So? So you're about to get into a fight and you need to be prepared. You need strategy. Like Bruce Lee.
She points to a Bruce Lee poster.
Holy shit! I've been sponging this stuff for years, fighting by osmosis. I mean, I might be an accidental master.
Maybe. Probably not. But maybe.
Look, I want you to imagine the fight. The best fighters visualize their victories beforehand. They see themselves winning, so they win.
They also win because it's their job, and they train for it, and they get paid to do it. And they're not motivated by erection vengeance.
Bruce Lee was motivated to stop prostitution and enter the dragon. I mean, so they both kind of involve erections, David.
See, that's good. Use all of this, okay? Now, close your eyes and enter that dragon.
Okay.
Miguel rubs his palms against his legs and closes his eyes. Wearing a yellow jumpsuit with a black stripe down the side, he stands in a grassy field facing off against Adrian. Miguel and Adrian bow. A group of people, including David, Cass, and Srini, stand in a square around them. Miguel's dad sits on a golden throne, watching them. Miguel and Adrian bow to him, then face each other. They narrow their eyes. Miguel's dad looks to his side at Srini.
Srini!
Miguel shakes out his legs. He bends his knees, hikes up his pant legs, and shimmies closer to Adrian, who does the same. An image flashes of the art class.
Holy shit, Miguel got a boner.
The Mona Lisa laughs at Miguel. He scowls at Adrian. He straightens his legs, smacking Adrian on the side of the face. The group claps for him. Adrian stands up and points at him.
Why are you dressed like the chick from Kill Bill?
Miguel holds out his index finger and wags it.
From Game of Death, stupid.
A little tight around the crotch, bro.
Miguel looks down to his crotch as Adrian punches him in the face. They swing at each other, blocking shots. Adrian lands a kick on the side of Miguel's head. Miguel runs across the field. He leaps up, places his feet on either side of Adrian's head, and spins him to the ground. They both jump back to their feet. Adrian rushes Miguel, swinging wildly at him. Miguel easily blocks his punches. Miguel steps back, winds his arms, and lunges at Adrian. He hits him several times in the stomach and ducks under his legs. He dodges a punch and throws Adrian to the ground. Pinning Adrian's legs down, Miguel repeatedly punches him in the butt. Cass, Sweeney, and David frown at each other.
Why are you punching him in the butt?
Miguel gives them a thumbs up. Adrian whips his head up.
Hey, watch out!
Adrian kicks Miguel. He flies backwards into a brick wall and falls to the ground. He brushes the dirt off his shoulder as he stands up. Pushing past the wall of people in white shirts, Miguel stands before Adrian. Miguel bends his knees, slowly rotating his arms around. He lunges at Adrian, swinging. He waves one hand behind his body, then strikes Adrian with the other. Miguel swings his foot at him, stopping it inches away from Adrian's face.
I've spared you because I'm a good person.
Right now.
Miguel steps back, then runs to Adrian. He kicks him square in the joint, sending him flying away. Miguel pumps his fists.
It was not a boner!
Cass, David, and Srini give him a thumbs up.
You did it, Miguel!
Miguel's dad nods with a soft smile. Miguel catches his breath. In the basement, his eyes widen.
I think that worked. I'm ready.
Text appears. Miguel versus Adrian. David waits outside Miguel's house. Miguel walks out, and they fist bump. 6 days to move.
Look, bro, just so it's said, one more time, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, bro.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm gonna go fist to fury on this guy like Bruce Lee and Jet Li versions.
All right. Well, make sure to keep your head moving.
You all set?
Yep, I ate a muffin this morning.
What kind?
Blueberry.
Good, good. That's the strongest of all the muffins.
All right, bro, so what's the plan here?
Well, I usually see Adrian at the third period. So that's when I'll try him. I always see him in the hallway with his friends being all like...
Handsome?
Not for long.
Oh my God, I love it.
Good morning, everyone.
And in this corner, the best friend, the toughest guy in Syracuse. He is so tough. Miguel!
Second period. Miguel bobs in his seat. He looks to his textbook, where the words all read, "Fuck him up, Miguel. It was not a boner." Flips through the pages, seeing that they all read the same thing. Third period.
Types of creative writing include poetry, plays, personal essays, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Miguel, are you gonna beat his ass?
Yes.
Miguel grins and nods at her. He glances up at the clock and bolts out of his seat.
I gotta go, Miss Rodriguez.
We'll get into Lord of
the... He rushes down the hallway.
Watch his eyes, right?
You got it, bro. I'm about to drop this handsome bitch.
He steps with that left foot forward, be careful of that quick jab.
No, if he steps that left foot forward, he's gonna get punched the fuck out.
Miguel points to Adrian.
Ooh, There he is.
Yo, I thought y'all were just playing, but he is for real handsome.
Miguel clenches his fist.
And now, entering the ring, a born fighter who always has his best friend's back.
In his fantasy, Miguel nearly kicks Adrian's jaw.
And just like I was saying earlier, he's the toughest guy in Syracuse. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to...
Oh, what the fuck, bro?
Miguel's jaw drops as he sees Adrian's arm in a cast and sling.
What?
Oh, shit.
You got a cast?
Bonalisa, what's up, man? Still getting horny in class? Want to stop my cast?
Adrian pushes past Miguel.
Bonalisa.
So now what? You can still fight him.
You can't fight a kid with a broken arm.
Yeah, sure you can. A broken leg, that's off limits. A broken neck, that's a no-go. But a broken arm?
I mean, if you really think about it, that thing is kind of like an advantage for Adrian. That thing's like a weapon. You kind of owe it to your classmates to beat his ass. He's dangerous.
Nah, man, I'm out.
Great.
So just pick someone else.
Boss.
But Miguel, we need to do some work on you.
At a grocery store.
Stop asking so many questions, you gotta focus.
Wait, so what are we doing here?
Problem is you're too nice.
Thank you.
Well, being nice is good for like life. It's not good for fights. So we need to unnice you.
Right.
Which is what we're doing here.
This is the plan. So I'm gonna point to someone at random, and you have to be mean to them.
Wait, but that seems like not that great of a plan. David, what do you think about this?
I think that none of this has made any sense, man. But I also think I kinda wanna see this one.
Let's go! Yeah! Let's find somebody.
A bearded man sniffs a candle.
Hell no. You guys crazy? That's a grown man. He's probably got kids. Oh, I'll fight his kids.
No, that's not our guy.
They look down a different aisle, seeing Damien shoplifting.
No. You already said Damien's out.
I guess it's gotta be the next person.
An old man looks at cereal.
That's our guy. That's the fuck.
He's barely moving. He's maybe not even alive.
He's you. That's all you.
Y'all even dress alike.
It's a Back to the Future situation. You gotta bully future you to save present you.
No, Srini. Back to the Future doesn't work that way.
You gotta do it. You feel the way that you're recoiling from the idea? That's how you know you have to do it. That's how you know it's gonna make you unnice. Then you'll be ready to fight.
I'm annoyed by how much sense this makes. Fine.
Go over there and say to him exactly what's written down on this paper.
He unfolds the paper. It reads, "Fuck you, you old bitch." They pat Miguel's back.
Just be mean. Unnice yourself. Gotta be unnice.
Let's go.
Miguel drags his feet as he walks to the old man.
Oh, shit.
Miguel's face puckers, and he frowns as he gets closer.
Can you help me with a raisin bran, please? It's too heavy.
Miguel slowly grabs a box of raisin bran for the old man.
Not that one, the other one, right there, this one. Oh, no, wait a minute, never mind. Give me that one better, yeah. Yes, mijo, thank you. Thank you, mijo.
Miguel turns around and walks back to Cass, Srini, and David. They gesture for him to walk back. He turns around again and faces the old man. Miguel awkwardly smiles.
Sir?
Yes, mijo.
Fuck you, you old bitch.
Huh?
Miguel shifts his weight.
Fuck you, you old bitch.
The old man holds his hand to his ear.
Come on, just pick up the volume.
His friends gesture to Miguel.
Fuck you, you old bitch!
The old man recoils in surprise. Miguel runs back to his friends as they hurry out of the grocery store. Four of them walk down a sidewalk. David holds up an oval-shaped green screen. Srini and Cass shadowbox in front of it as Miguel films them. The background distorts, resembling a comic panel. David runs with the camera as the group chases after him. The group poses for a selfie with the text #YoungDragons appearing below them. They walk past the mural on the side of the boxing gym. One by one, they jump up and pat the painting of David's dad. They walk through an intersection in a residential area.
Yo, Cash, Srini, so we go kick them to go?
Oh, wait, chill. I'll meet you guys at the cage. Yeah, I'll be right there.
Miguel runs off to his house. He walks inside and his mouth hangs open. The living room is nearly barren, with numerous packing boxes littering the floor and the remaining furniture. Miguel hangs his head as he slowly walks through the room, gazing at the boxes. He pauses, looking over framed photos of his friends. His mom walks over to him.
Aww.
Always the four of you.
I remember when you all first started hanging out together. You were all these tiny little things. Babies, really. It's okay to be upset about leaving. You know that, right?
I'm fine, okay? Everything is... it's fine.
Okay, good. I'm glad. How'd your friends take it when you told them you were leaving?
I'm gonna tell them, but I just... not yet.
Why?
Because once I tell them, then it becomes something that's actually true.
I know it's hard, but it's better now than later. When you bottle up your feelings and you keep secrets away from the people that you care about, they can explode. Make you do crazy things.
Yeah.
Like set a trash can on fire and throw it to the windshield of your first boyfriend's car, who you freaking caught cheating.
Mom.
Right. But you should tell them. Tonight.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. I'm gonna go tell them right now.
In the basement.
I know who I'm fighting. Kevin Troy.
Kevin Troy?
The Air Morgans guy?
Who? The Air Morgans guy. So it's the day after my birthday. I'm wearing the new Nike high tops that my mom got me. It's those red and black Jordans, the main ones, the band ones. I'm a king at school. I'm walking through the hallway and people are giving me high fives and shouting my name because of how awesome these shoes are. I mean, a teacher tried to kiss me. It's crazy.
This all sounds fake, but I don't care. Lie to me.
So it's PE, kids all around me. I'm feeling great. I hear a rumor that I might get voted homecoming king. It's all breaking my way. Shoes look remarkable. And that's when Kevin Troy walks up.
Hey, Miguel.
I say, what's up, Kev? His name's Kevin, but I call him Kev, even though I've never talked to him before, because that's just how good I was feeling. Kevin's looking down at my feet like he's real curious about my shoes. And I'm like, nice, right? Got them for my birthday. I can ask my mom where she got them from if you wanted a pair. And that's when it all fell apart.
Hey, yo, come check out these fake-ass Jordans.
Because here's the part I didn't tell anyone. The shoes were fake. My mom got them from the flea market. The little Jordan on there wasn't even dunking it. He was laying it up. The swoosh was actually a check mark. The shoes don't even say Air Jordan on them. I swear to God, they said Air Morgan.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Your mom doesn't love you. Do you know what a swoosh looks like? A swoosh goes swoosh.
Text appears. Kevin Troy, Jr., 16 years old.
Honestly? I don't know why I didn't pick him in the first place. He should have been my first pick.
You know what? Let's scout this thing. Kevin is a little older than you. Mm-hmm. Kevin knows more than you.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly a better fighter than you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's...
Morpheus in the Matrix.
Yeah, that feels a little... is that racist? Because they're both black?
Maybe a little.
One, he knows more than me.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he's a better fighter than me. So you know what that makes me? Neo.
Kevin probably loves the Matrix.
Is that bad?
Everybody loves the Matrix.
I'm on Miguel's side, okay? Everything Kevin Troy does is stupid.
He fist bumps Miguel.
Look, you know what to do. Just close your eyes and visualize it. Jack yourself in, Neo.
Miguel closes his eyes. On a basketball court, Kevin stands before Miguel.
This is a sparring program, similar to the program reality of the Matrix. It has the same basic rules. Some of them can be bent, others can be broken. You understand? Then hit me, if you can.
Miguel balances on one foot as he rotates his arms. Kevin slides his foot back, positioning his arms. They pause. Miguel runs toward Kevin. They exchange blows. Kevin deftly blocks all of Miguel's punches. Miguel performs a few leaping kicks, all of which Kevin blocks. They both swing their legs up, colliding on their shins. Blue lightning flashes around them. Kevin catches Miguel's foot. He twists it, spinning him to the floor. Kevin leaps high into the air. Miguel rolls out of the way just as Kevin slams his knee into the ground. Miguel rests on his back foot, facing Kevin.
Good. Adaptation. Improvisation.
A second identical Miguel pops up next to him.
You cloned yourself. But will you give up your true self to defeat me?
Kevin launches up his clone, who lunges to Kevin with a blue ball of energy.
Eat shit, Kevin Troy!
Kevin kicks him in the chest. Miguel lies on his back.
Why did I beat you? Do you think me being a better fighter has anything to do with this place? Do you think those are Air Jordans you were wearing?
Miguel cries in a flashback with large anime eyes. Miguel rises to his feet. He swings his arms as cartoon light and energy shoot out of him. He stands with his hand held out before him. Kevin holds out his hand and beckons to Miguel with a smirk. Miguel charges him, swinging wildly. Kevin blocks the punches and narrowly dodges a punch to the face. Miguel lands a punch on Kevin's chest and kicks him rapidly. Miguel launches into Kevin's chest. Glowing green lines appear across Kevin.
Ah, fuck.
Kevin explodes in a ball of white light in the basement.
When do you see Kevin?
In the morning.
We had the math prep thing in the morning. It's Tuesday, remember? Oh,
shit, I forgot about that. Can we, like, maybe schedule a different time for that?
Yeah, okay. I think I'm still gonna go to the meeting, and I think you should too. You'll probably finish in time to find Kevin anyways, or better yet, you won't, and then you don't pick a fight for no reason at all.
Awesome. See how excited everyone is? Fuck yeah.
Miguel grins to himself. David glares at him. Text appears. Tuesday, Miguel versus Kevin Troy. Miguel punches his fists together as he steps off the school bus. 5 days until move. Cass stands in the school's stairwell with Srini.
No, I've never dated an Indian guy.
No reason.
Hey.
All right. Oh, you're wearing the mortgage.
Woo! Nice touch. Full circle.
David jogs down a hallway to Miguel, Cass, and Srini.
Yo, did I miss the big fight?
Not yet.
There's Kevin.
All right, bro. I should go south. I'm jumping in.
No, dude. I got this. Stay back so it's just me.
Ooh, I like that confidence.
All right, tough guy. I got a strong walk going on.
Miguel walks over to Kevin. Kevin turns. Miguel points at him.
All right.
So far, so good.
And we're bringing up my air mortgage.
Guys, this shit might happen today.
Fuck him up.
All right, come on, Miguel.
Miguel and Kevin start laughing together. His friends frown.
What's happening? Why is he taking a selfie with the Air Morgan?
Just taking a real left turn.
Miguel and Kevin fist bump.
Oh my god. I can't keep watching this.
He tried to dap him and he acted like he was pulling a sword on him.
So he reached out his hand to dap you up and you flinched.
I twitched. Your full body flinched. It was like a whole thing.
Dude, what happened?
I accidentally made friends with him.
How the fuck do you accidentally make friends with someone you're supposed to fight?
I don't know. He's very charming.
Okay.
Talk to you later, bro.
Ya tu sabe.
So he actually recognized the Aaron Morgans because his parents got him the same ones. So he apologized. But then I told him that I was going to fight him like I was Neo and he was Morpheus in the Matrix and dojo scene, but it wasn't because he was black.
Why would you actually say that to him?
I gotta go to class.
Miguel hurries off. Miguel sits in David's room with him.
Bro, I know you had to get your mind right and all, but fuck, dude, that test prep this morning sucked.
Man, they just start talking about equations and shit, and it's like my brain just falls out of my nose.
So here's what I was thinking for this next page.
Miguel stares off into space.
Yo, do you not want to do this anymore, bro?
Yeah, I still want to fight. Why do you keep trying to talk me out of it?
I'm not trying to talk you out of it, man. I'm just trying to do this math.
Oh. Right, yeah. Sorry. I just, can we pick this up after school tomorrow? Please?
Sure, but the test is Friday, so...
No. I know, I'm just, Oh, Cass and Srini are downstairs.
Look, man, I know this is just a practice test, but it does determine what SAT course you get placed in. And if I crush this, we'll be in the same classes next semester, the whole way, and we can just study together, man.
Right. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. Come on.
The group walks down the sidewalk together. David and Miguel walk side by side.
What's going on?
I really want to get this fight done.
I still don't get why you want to do the fight thing. Who cares? I mean, they care, but they only care because they love Mayhem. They're the fucking killmongers of our friend group. Look at this shit, bro.
You're done. A kick's not
easy.
Impressive.
You're done.
That's not an impressive
Never
thing to
recovering.
Do.
Never
recovering. Who's Black Panther?
I got the dead dad, so me, I guess. You could be Shuri, though, or that white guy.
Normally, I'm fine being someone else, but I need to be Black Panther this time.
All right. I get it, man. I do. My whole family... I mean, most of them are crazy. But the one thing they can all talk about is boxing. It's like the biggest thing. My dad? When you see what it's like when I go to the gym, everybody wants to brag about how good he was. It's like, so what? He's gone. He's on his way home from the gym one day, and someone runs a red. That's it. I don't know. Like, how am I supposed to accept?
Hey, man! Armando, what's up? Glad to have you back home where you belong. Free.
Armando frowns at Srini and stalks toward him.
All right, cool. We'll talk more next time, man.
Armando stands under a photo of David's dad at the gym.
Hey, no disrespect to my man, but this motherfucker dead. I'm keeping the lights on in this bitch. How come I'm pitching out up there?
Fuck you. What did you say?
Dude.
No. Come on, walk it off.
Say that shit again. That's my fucking dad.
Armando spits and walks back to his driveway.
Alma. Hey.
At the boxing gym.
You're 0 for 2 on fights so far.
Yeah, but you're 1 for 2 on making new friends.
I've been thinking Blake White. I mean, that's who I'm gonna try next, because I always see him after school.
Who is that? What did he do to you?
Now, you know Blake. He's the one whose sister...
Oh, that's right. Wait.
First of all, that was like over a month ago. And second of all, she's fine. And third of all, he's a total dick. All he does is make fun of people. He's a bully.
Hey, Dumbo, you got a license to fly with those ears? Oh, can't you hear me, man?
Text appears. Blake White, 18 years old, a total dick.
I thought it had to be someone who did something specifically to you.
I'm ensuring egalitarianism, like a superhero.
But you're more like Peter Parker before he becomes Spider-Man energy.
Yeah, the problem is you're still afraid of getting hit. That's why you flinched with Kevin when he reached out. You can't flinch.
That makes sense, though. You have never been hit in the face before. And not knowing what that feels like is way worse than knowing what it feels like, because it's a natural fear, but it's not as bad as you think. So, just like we had to unice you, now we gotta unflinch you.
How's that?
Well...
Cass pretends to hit him.
Right? Right. Let's try again. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Right.
Ready?
Let's go.
Ready?
Yeah.
He watches her stoically. She punches his cheek.
Ooh!
That's so hot.
What the fuck, Cass?
It had to be done.
No, it did not.
It did, because now you're mean enough to get into a fight, and you know what to expect in a fight. Now you're really ready.
Once again, I'm annoyed by how much sense that makes.
Text appears. Miguel versus Blake White. Students carry umbrellas as they walk into school. 4 days until move.
Hey, what's up, Blake?
Fuck off.
Miguel drinks from his water bottle and follows after Blake. Damien rounds a corner, bumping into Miguel. Text appears. Damien Delgado, 18 years old. Very angry.
What the fuck?
No, it's fine. It's gonna dry off, bro.
Don't touch me.
He shoves Miguel back and swings at him. He grabs Miguel's shirt and knees him in the chest. Slamming him into the lockers, he punches Miguel's side. Miguel tries to run. Blake grabs his shoulder and throws him to the floor. David rushes in.
Hey, what the fuck is going on here?
Damien kicks Miguel in the stomach. David grabs Damien's foot. He yanks it, knocking him down. Damien kicks him back. David rushes Damien, tackling him into the lockers. Damien blocks his punch and punches David into the lockers. He and David struggle, punching and shoving each other back and forth. David grabs Damien, lifting him into the air and slamming him into the ground. Miguel watches across the room as they struggle on the floor. They stand up. Damien lands a hard punch on David's face. Damien tackles David, pushing them through the wall and into the shower. Miguel walks over, peering through the hole in the wall. Damien punches David repeatedly.
Stop! 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 Can you stop?
Damien turns to Miguel. He pulls out a switchblade and thrusts it toward Miguel's eye. Miguel jolts up in bed, panting. He rubs his eye as he catches his breath. Text appears. Miguel versus Blake White. For real. Miguel stands outside the school with his friends.
What's this?
I watched some roast videos on YouTube and I wrote some stuff down.
You're gonna read to Blake? That's your plan?
Yeah. I mean, I was practicing all night. This is solid.
Okay, you're on, Miguel.
And don't let him get a word in, right? You're a flamethrower.
He fist bumps Srini, then walks toward Blake, clutching the paper in his hand.
Blake!
Hey, what's up?
Why do you say this just so loud?
I don't know, but I like it.
You look like you threaten to call ICE whenever something doesn't go your way at Mexican restaurants. You look like your family invented gentrification. You look like you argue on the internet that it's okay for white people to say the N-word.
Man, he's doing a lot of race stuff.
Blake crosses his arms.
Shouldn't you be sitting outside a Home Depot right now looking for work?
Or helping your mom sell tamales in the parking lot of a grocery store?
Oh, that's why you did the race stuff. Blake is racist.
Yeah. You look like your dick probably called 911 on you because you were beating it too much.
Oh, well, that one's not racist.
Because, you know,
Mexicans lead the league in domestic violence.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, you want to put on a sombrero and take a nap? Como se dice? Chicken shit?
You know what? Fuck you, Blake! I'm glad that your sister got into that car accident. I'm glad that she broke both of those legs, and I wish that she would have had a third leg so she could have broken a third one.
The crowd parts, revealing Blake's sister in a wheelchair. Cass hides her face.
The fuck, Mona Lisa?
Kids flash thumbs down signs at Miguel. Blake's sister crosses her arms and shifts in her wheelchair. Miguel looks around at the sea of people booing him. He glances back at his friends, then runs away. Cass, Srini, and David slump their shoulders as they watch Miguel run off. Miguel marches down the street alone.
Yo, man, you good? You disappeared pretty quick. Are you still coming by to finish this study prep?
David lowers his phone from his ear. He rubs the bridge of his nose. He taps his pencil against his review sheet, then picks it up to look it over. Miguel walks past the large murals on the side of the boxing gym. He gazes up at a mural of Armando, which is painted next to David's dad. Miguel walks up the front steps of Armando's house. He looks over his shoulders, grimacing, then knocks on the front door. Armando yanks the door open.
I need you to help me get into a fight.
Armando eyes Miguel up and down, then walks back inside. Miguel looks around.
Okay.
Hesitantly, Miguel steps inside the house, closing the door behind him. Miguel slowly walks across the living room, sidestepping clusters of records, boxes, and old newspapers and magazines. Armando sits in a chair, blankly watching TV. Miguel stands by a cluttered couch across from Armando. He clears a spot on the couch.
That's where all the trash goes, right? Right there on the floor.
Armando continues to stare forward. Miguel looks over at a young girl.
Hey, I'm Miguel. Nice to meet you. Okay.
She flips him off.
You want to learn how to fight? Ask your daddy.
No. Not precisely, no. I need to get into a fight.
So fight someone.
I can't. Or, I mean, there's just rules that make it hard for me to do so. For example, I can't throw the first punch. I got to get the other person to do it. And I'm a good person, man. I'm Miguel.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Cass can explain it better. She's cool. You'll meet her one day.
Oh, hurry up.
Okay, let's pretend it was literally impossible for me to throw the first punch. And I know that sounds dumb, but let's say that's the scenario. But I still want to get into a fight. So if that was the case, what would you tell me to do?
That's easy. Make someone mad enough to punch you.
Right. Yes. So how do I do that?
Call him a pussy. Tell him to suck your dick. Get loud. Get in his face. Shit like that.
No, I don't consent to that, man. I don't want to tell anyone to suck my dick. I think that's just like a problematic thing to say, and I'm much more of a... It's not me.
I don't care. So just stick to calling him a pussy, although I find it curious that you don't think that's problematic.
I tried that shit-talking thing, and it didn't work out. The guy started crying, and the girl was in the wheelchair, and
You talk shit to a girl in a wheelchair?
She's just in a wheelchair temporarily, not permanently. Her legs are just... they're broken. They're not missing, man.
Just to circle back, you're a good person?
Yeah.
Let me run something by you. Maybe this will help.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe you're a bad person.
Dude.
Just listen. All the stuff you just said. Bad person stuff. I mean, even the thing about not swinging first. You might not throw the first punch, but you're still forcing that person into a situation which is just as bad. And if that's the case, if you're a bad person, then who cares about the rules? If you want to fight, fight.
Miguel gazes at Armando. At the gym, a cake reads, "Good luck, coach."
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
The men at the gym raise a toast to Miguel's dad. Miguel walks in, lifting his hands up as he sees the cake and party decorations.
No.
Hey.
Dad, what is going on here?
Father's at throwing me a little goodbye party. Where you been? I've been calling your phone. You haven't been answering.
I was at Armando's.
What were you doing there?
What were you talking about? How to get into a fight.
Get into a fight?
His dad pulls him aside.
What the hell is going on, Miguel?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'm moving. My parents gave me no warning, not even a, hey, Miguel, just a heads up. Your whole life might get uprooted. My dad thinks that I'm a coward.
Hold on a second.
No, Dad, it's true.
Miguel checks his phone.
Oh, my God. Okay, I gotta go because they're about to get here and they cannot see this.
Miguel.
Miguel storms outside, spotting a cluster of party balloons.
It's my fucking balloons. It's my fucking idea.
He clumsily shoves them inside the gym. Cass and Sreeni approach him.
Hey!
What's?
Oh, chill. Let's go around the back, because my dad and I are just fighting right now.
A lot of that going on with you, it seems.
Somehow also none of it going on with you.
But don't worry. I know who you're going to fight, fucking bitch.
No, I am not going to fight a girl.
Okay. Claudia Dominguez is taller than you. Claudia Dominguez is faster than you. Claudia Dominguez is stronger than you, so physically she has the advantage on you, but she's also a fucking thief, and you're going to fight her. Give me my phone! It was just on the table, now it's not on the table anymore.
Claudia, 18 years old, phone thief.
Mm-mm, I'm not doing it. Okay, we're done talking about this. What about me says that I would ever do something like that?
Well, I just want to point out 3 hours ago you made fun of a girl with shattered legs to her face. So, I mean, that part.
No, first of all, I didn't see her, okay? She was below eyeline. She was at wheel height.
That doesn't make it better. That might make it worse.
You know what? It's actually a little sexist that you won't even consider the idea of fighting Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
Look, she's gonna throw the first punch for sure. And you won't get in trouble because you'll be defending yourself. And you'll have 3 witnesses to testify in that fact. This is our green light. It's a matter of honor. Please, be the half Mexican, half Puerto Rican samurai that I know you are. What other choice do you have?
Fuck.
Right. Let's go.
Fuck her.
You're gonna get your phone back,
too. Get my phone back, bitch.
Yeehaw.
Now, just close your eyes and fuck that bitch up.
Miguel closes his eyes. Miguel walks down a dirt path in the middle of a forest. Claudia stands on the far end of the path, wearing a floral headpiece, beaded necklaces, and a skirt. She pulls a sword out of a sheath on her hip. Miguel pulls out his own sword and holds it out in front of him. Claudia spins, deftly twirling her sword. She and Miguel stare each other down. He holds the sword by his side and charges at Claudia. She spins hers and runs to him. David stands by the side of the path.
Miguel!
Bro, why are you dressed like that? We're doing crouching thing at it.
You bailed on me, man.
Claudia continues to charge at Miguel. She leaps up, slicing at him. He screams as blood runs down over him.
Oh my God.
Miguel pulls his phone out of his pocket and holds it to his ear.
Hey, David, leave a message.
Hey, bro, I forgot. I'm sorry.
David sits in his room alone, reviewing a sheet of paper. He checks his phone, then tosses it back onto his bed. Text appears. Miguel versus Claudia. Students file into the school. 3 days until move. In class.
Michael Carrera.
Present.
Oscar Diaz.
Here.
Claudia Dominguez.
Miguel stares at an empty chair.
Claudia Dominguez. That girl's never gonna come to school. Stephanie Fernandez.
Here.
Just fight a Stephanie, bro.
Stephanie turns around, flashing a warm smile at Miguel and Sreeni. David waits outside the school.
Bro, you're really gonna fight Claudia?
You should have picked someone with a better attendance record.
Look, I know I've said this every time, but I'm so glad this one didn't happen. For different reasons, but obvious reasons.
Yeah, me too, actually.
What are you... How about let's meet at the cave tonight? Pick someone else!
Yo, dude, what? The test is tomorrow, and we still haven't got through the prep guide.
Bro, it's a practice test. It doesn't even matter.
It does to me. Look, if you don't want to help, fine, but don't start shitting on it because you're having a bad week.
Fine, fuck it. How about this? Let's pick someone else right now, okay? Him.
John?
Yeah, John.
John's like the nicest guy on earth. He has a live, laugh, love sign hanging in his locker.
Yeah, well, he's alive and I'm mad, so that's who I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna fuck him up.
Well, he's bicycling peacefully away, so I guess tomorrow...
Miguel closes his eyes. In animation, his eye glows red.
Pain for everyone!
one punch Miguel!
He punches John, sending his helmet flying.
Oh my god.
Cassin Serini, I have something for you.
Miguel flashes over to them.
Pain!
He punches them into buses.
Miguel!
David misses Miguel, punching the ground. Miguel leaps up.
Nice try, David. But it's a little more...
like this!
He punches David, launching him into the side of the school. Miguel's eyes snap open. Text appears. Miguel versus John. David walks down a residential street. He pauses, looking over at Miguel's house.
Put it next to Sophia's stuff in the truck.
David watches as Miguel's mom and dad load boxes into the back of a moving van.
Maybe we should have done that before we decided to move.
Miguel eyes his phone as he walks down a hallway in the high school. He texts David, "Bro, is everything okay? I didn't see you this morning." A moderator slaps an SAT practice test down on David's desk. David rests his chin on his hand as he gazes down at it. He tilts his head back and forth and opens the test. In another classroom, Miguel stares blankly at the clock. 11 minutes until Miguel versus John.
Mr. Perez.
Oh, hey. Good to have you back. Would you like to keep reading with us?
Yeah, sure. Chapter one.
That's the wrong page, Miguel.
Don't look at this. Back up.
All right. Chapter four.
Also the wrong page.
Okay, what page are we on?
Well, you would know that if you were actually paying attention and reading along with the class.
Yeah, of course, but as we both know, that wasn't happening. So can we just leave me the hell alone about it?
You were in the clear before you ran your mouth and said that. Should I email your mom and dad about this? Or perhaps you and I should further discuss this at lunch detention.
I do not want to sit here and watch you eat another sad tuna sandwich or whatever.
Wow. Today and Monday, lunch detention.
No, today. No, not today. Please, I can't today.
You can't? Okay, I understand. Doesn't work for you? Then it's definitely going to be today.
Miguel crosses his arms as the rest of the students leave. Mrs. Rodriguez takes her seat at her desk.
The sandwich stinks today, by the way.
She grins at Miguel, who rolls his eyes. Text appears, Miguel versus John. Red text appears over it, postpone. Mrs. Rodriguez pulls her lunch out of her lunch pouch. She glances over at Miguel, who raises his hand.
Dime, yes, Miguel.
Can I please go to the bathroom?
Definitely no.
Mrs. Rodriguez eats with a grin. Miguel texts, "I got fucking lunch detention," in a group chat with Cass, Serini, and David. He glances up at Mrs. Rodriguez as she eats. Serini responds with a laughing emoji. Miguel writes, "Not funny, she won't let me leave, not even to use the bathroom. Is John there?" Cass writes, "Yes, and he looks very fightable right now. Zero casts."
Hi.
You're like a cat.
She takes his phone and places it on her desk. She leans against the front of her desk.
What's going on with you, Miguel? You're one of my best students. Not the typical ones that make me want to quit teaching. ¿Qué te pasa? Huh?
Miguel crosses his arms and looks to the clock on the wall. Mrs. Rodriguez sits back down behind her desk. Miguel bolts up from his seat, grabbing his phone as he runs out of the room. Miguel stands at the end of a busy hallway. His eyes search through the crowd of people. He walks down the hallway, looking at the people he passes.
Why are you Johnny Doyle? Fuck.
Miguel briefly passes a student with short blonde hair. As he stares at him, he walks into Damien's back.
Watch where you're going, motherfucker!
Miguel's jaw clenches.
Get out of my way, man!
Text appears. Miguel versus Damien Delgado. Damien stares Miguel down.
What the fuck you say to me?
I said you move, you big, dumb fuck!
Damien looks to his signs at the crowd of students around him. In slow motion, Damien shoves Miguel back. Serini pushes through the crowd to watch Miguel. Miguel's hand tightens into a fist. He raises it up. Mrs. Rodriguez rushes down the hall toward them, pushing through the crowd. Miguel throws his fist forward. Mrs. Rodriguez pushes Damien out of the way as Miguel throws his punch, hitting her in the breast. The student's jaws drop. Miguel's eyes widen as Mrs. Rodriguez scowls at him. Miguel paces in the street as Cass, David, and Serini stand on a sidewalk corner.
Dude, you are so lucky Mrs. Rodriguez likes you.
They ended up blaming the whole thing on Damien, so.
Should we recap some of the stuff that's happened this week?
Bro, can we please
not? You pissed off the oldest man in America in a grocery store. Mm-hmm. You unintentionally made friends with a guy you wanted to fight. Mm-hmm. You got punched in the face by Cass. Right. You made fun of a girl in a wheelchair, and you tried to fight Damien Delgado, but it ended with you accidentally punching your English teacher in the boob. Mm-hmm. Do I have that right?
Yeah, good thing the week's over. Who knows what you would have did if you had another day? You might have hit a nun with a brick, threw a baby in a lake. I can't believe you swung on Damien Delgado.
Man, I don't know, okay? Armando was in my head.
Armando?
Yeah, am I a bad person? He said that I was, and I just...
Wait, bro, you talked to Armando? When?
After the Blake thing. What you guys were telling me wasn't helping me get into a fight, so I figured he'd know something that y'all didn't.
And you don't think that's a little fucked up? Whatever, man, it doesn't matter. I'm just glad this shit is over. It was stupid anyways.
What?
I'm just saying, like, I'm glad it didn't happen, because that's not you, bro. You're Miguel, man.
Bro, what the fuck? You see me hurting, you know that I'm hurting, and now is when you choose to do one of your David Knows Better lessons?
Dude, I've been so supportive of this dumb shit since it started.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Even though I thought this shit was stupid, even though you bailed on me with the test prep stuff, even though we all saw that this was getting worse and worse, I've been here with you every time, watching you not fight someone, man.
Text appears. Miguel versus David.
Fuck you, man!
You pushed me, Miguel!
I asked you for one thing! One!
So did I, and because you couldn't be a friend for a fucking week, I probably failed the fucking test! A whole week wasted on this. Why? Because you've got some shit going on with your dad, or you're suddenly mad about something from years ago you don't even know!
Bro, fuck that! It doesn't have to do with any of that, and don't you say shit about my dad! You don't know a thing!
I know you're a fucking bitch. How about that? Your dad probably thinks you're a bitch, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's go ask your dad what he thinks about you!
David lunges at Miguel. Cass and Srini pull them apart.
Fuck you! Man, fuck you! Tell him that you're moving! Tell him!
What?
I know that you're fucking moving! I saw the boxes and the truck and your dad and I fucking saw it!
Cass and Srini's jaws drop as they stare at Miguel.
You're moving? Yes, I'm moving, okay? In 2 days! My parents just told me last week and now you could go fuck off! I probably would never see any of you again anyway.
You knew you were moving and spent this whole week trying to fight?
David, say something.
David eyes Miguel with a tight frown.
No, man, fuck that guy.
David turns and walks away. Miguel watches him leave, then storms off in a different direction. Miguel lies on his back in his bed. His legs dangle off the side, and his hands rest on his stomach. He runs his hands over his hair and rubs the sides of his face.
Dad.
His dad pokes his head through the doorway.
You know we're moving in 2 days, right? You should probably start putting stuff into these boxes. Because you know that's how boxes work. You have to put stuff in them. I assume you told the crew we're moving by now.
Yeah. But doesn't matter. Probably not gonna be friends anymore anyway. I said some real foul stuff to David, and everything just feels like mud right now.
You know you can still be friends after we move, right?
Miguel looks away from his dad. His dad frowns.
What'd you say to David?
Dad, why are you always asking about David? Ask about me. I'm your son. I'm sorry that I'm not what you want me to be. I tried this whole week, and all it did was just make things more terrible.
What do you mean you tried?
Remember last weekend when Srini got into that fight? I didn't jump in. Everyone else did, and I didn't, so they started making fun of me about it, and then I come back home, and you tell me that we're moving, and that I'm too much of a coward to live in this neighborhood.
That's not what
I said. That you kind of did. Hey, Miguel, we're gonna move to a nicer neighborhood. You're gonna be much more comfortable.
That's not what I meant.
I thought that maybe if I get into a fight and make you want to stay here, that we wouldn't have to move
and my friends would respect me because
I'm saying it out loud right now and it just sounds really dumb, but it made sense to me.
Listen to me, Miguel. We're moving to a nicer neighborhood, yes. But we're moving because it's a nicer neighborhood. It has nothing to do with you.
At least not in the way that you're thinking. And you're a parent, you owe a responsibility to your children. You want to make things better for them than they were for you. That's what that's about. That's what I meant. Your mom with this job, she has an opportunity to provide that for us.
I know that she always wanted me to be just like you, to be in the gym, but that's just not me. And I know that David and his dad had it, but we don't.
Miguel's dad rests a hand on his shoulder and looks him in the eye.
I love that you like your own thing, son. I love that you're your own person. Maybe you don't see it now, but one day you're going to realize that you're that way because you grew up in a house with two parents who love you. David lost one of his parents. I know he carries that weight. I see it in him. You guys have been friends since you were 5 years old. It's a lot of years of friendship. I know it's not going to be easy to leave your friends behind. No. But you're going to be okay, son. I promise you. I promise.
Miguel's dad slowly walks out of his room. Miguel sits on the edge of his bed, staring blankly down at the floor. Holding an armful of DVDs, Miguel packs them into a box, one by one. He rests another box on his bed as he packs up more items from around his room. He picks up a small shoebox covered in stickers and sets it on the bed. He pulls a hard drive out of it, labeled Little Creed. A video plays of a piece of paper with the words Lil Creed written on it. A young Miguel holds a paper reading Cass. Behind him, a young Cass wears boxing gloves and gently punches a punching bag. Young Miguel holds a paper reading Srini, who jumps out from behind him and leaps into a pose. A young David holds a paper reading Miguel as Rocky. Miguel wears a black fedora and a stopwatch and crosses his arms. Older Miguel laughs as he watches. His younger self holds a paper reading David as Lil Creed. David wears red, white, and blue shorts and boxing gloves. He and Miguel stand side by side and form boxing stances. Older Miguel pulls out his phone and holds it to his ear.
Hey, what's up, Cass?
Can you do me a favor?
Cass and Srini sit at a picnic table. David walks over.
MPJ's still outside. He's gonna make the NBA.
Yo.
Hey.
What's going on, y'all?
Not much. But also, a little.
Hey, bro. Nah, man, what the
no,
fuck?
I know, man,
I
but
would
Luke,
not have come I if I knew his ass wanted to be.
Okay, wait. Okay, we can't leave like that. Y'all gotta make this right. Y'all owe it to each other.
Nah, fuck that. You owe it to us. Y'all aren't the only two in this friendship. You don't get to ruin it for everybody. There are four parts to this. Four. Not two. Four. The leader. The really nice one. The really hot one. My crush.
I'm sorry?
What?
Clearly, I'm into you, Cats.
Not clearly. Nothing was
clear. You haven't seen the sign.
Hey, look who it is. Indian Curry's back.
Srini walks to the saggy-faced kid.
Hey, where's the wagon you used to carry around the bottom of your face?
Surprised you showed back up after I put you in the dirt last week. Oh, what's that thing about Indian religions believing in reincarnation? I guess that's true.
Fuck off, dude.
Relax, Mike Tyson. I'm not talking to you.
It's not even an insult.
Bro, take that bullshit somewhere else.
This is where I took it. I took it right here.
In slow motion, Cass punches the saggy-faced kid. The kid standing next to him lunges at Srini, grabbing his throat. Miguel watches him get tackled to the ground, then turns to David. David runs forward to the two kids in front of him. Wrapping an arm around each of their waists, he tackles them. Images flash of Miguel's game of death and Matrix fantasies. Miguel watches his friends fight around him. He faces forward and clenches his fists by his sides, then bares his teeth as he charges forward. He punches one of the guys fighting David. The kid drops and Miguel's face contorts. He clutches his hand. The rest of the kids fight one-on-one in a grassy field. Red and white text appears on a black background. 36 seconds later, Cass and Srini sit on the grass together.
Wasn't that bad, right?
No, it was fine.
No, they sucked. They've been assholes since like day one.
No.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's bad though. Does it hurt?
It's fine. No, it's good.
You do look tough.
David sits down on a picnic table next to Miguel.
Well?
Well, what?
Oh, how did you like it, bro? Your first fight.
Bro, it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I saw you got a clean one in there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Save me.
Miguel smiles and shrugs.
Listen, I
What I said to you was...
I didn't mean it. I just...
Miguel, I know. Me too. So, you're like really moving then?
Tomorrow, bro.
David throws his arms around Miguel.
I'm gonna miss you, bro. Like, for real.
I miss you too, bro.
David and Miguel clasp hands. They wiggle their fingers, slide their palms, then go in for a fist bump.
You know, you gotta be gentle.
Oh, shit,
be
gentle.
Motherfuckers act like he's being sent off to war or something. He's just going to Albany. It's like 2 hours away.
You know how far that is?
It's not that bad.
It's not that far. Let's get out of here.
Can we watch a movie tonight?
Fuck!
What?
Larry Turd.
What?
Larry Turd. That's what I could have called him.
That's been a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, wait, hold on.
You should have said Donovan Mitchell. Plays for the Utah Jazz.
Yes. Oh, wait, Draymond P.
Yeah. Oh, change it up.
Why don't you boo-boo?
Giannis attempted to come in your hole.
The title appears. Miguel wants to fight. Opening credits continue. Tyler Dean Flores, Christian Vunipola, Imani Lewis, Siraj Partha, Sarunas Jackson, Andrea Nevedo, with Dasha Polanco and Raul Castillo, written by Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion, directed by Oz Rodriguez. Credits continue.
Si pecamos que la sal no sane. Y si tú quieres agua, dale, bebé, mojate. Y después, si pecamos que la sal no sane. Sana, curita, tengo sal. Esto es pa' pecar. Esto es pa' mojar a las nenas. Sana, curita, tengo sal. Esto es pa' pecar. Esto es pa' mojar a las nenas. Sana, curita, tengo sal. Esto es pa' pecar. Esto es pa' mojar a las nenas. Sana, curita, tengo sal. Esto es pa' curar todas las penas.
Diablo, mami, tú ese es tuyo en ese. Mini bikini, yo me zambullo a veces. Trato de pichar y no mirar, pero tu cara es perfecta y tu cuerpo fenomenal. No sé si tú eres real o ya estoy mal, como Don Quijote, viendo gigante. Ese culote de cocote al bote, hasta los sacerdotes dicen Dios te bendiga cuando ven tu escote. Y vamos a perrear en la gasolinera, mientras llenamos de cerveza la nevera. Frías como Rusia, pero en Playa Santa, hasta Playa Sucia, llegan las de Atlanta. Ya dice que aguanta, yo estoy puesto para esto. Gigantesco, aquí como la vida, si pesco. Tengo el pesto pa' perrear lento como seco. Y nos mojamos pa' coger fresco, ¿capish?
Y si tú quieres agua, dale, bebé, mojate. Y después, si pecamos, que la sal no sane. Y si tú quieres agua, dale, bebé, mojate. Y después, si pecamos, que la sal no sane.
Si dale hasta abajo es pecado, entonces tiren piedra. Que mejor que un perreo hippie en Río Piedra. Después terminar en Cagua, o mejor debajo del agua. Vámonos de tour de Bayro hasta Río Grande. Deja que baje el tapón, vámonos más tarde. Así, fácil, se nos hace fluir. Island, Libby, Marisal, la receta pa' mí. Un paraíso pa' nosotros, di que quieres hacer. Compré vasos de colores, di que quieres beber. Nos quedamos en Mar Chiquita viendo el atardecer. Que se jode el toque queda hoy, lo vamos a romper. Corazón no es el corazón lo que palpita. No se ha muerto, pero si hay viuda en la neverita. Va a pasar la noche contigo enterita, pero si tú te quitas, volvemos a Santa Rita, yeah. Y si tú quieres...
Copyright 2023, Miguel Wants to Fight, Inc. All rights reserved. Miguel Wants to Fight, Inc. is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and all other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Distributed by Hulu LLC. Audio description created by Point360. Written by James Mason. Narrated by Roy Samuelson.
Logos, American High, LD Entertainment.